The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One evening, a dozen years ago, vacationing in southern India with a friend, the two of us observed a colony of bats fly in loops and arcs in the air overhead. We'd been sitting on the terrace of an old Portuguese fort-turned-hotel. There were eaves and overhangs, plenty of spaces for these shapeshifters to emerge from or disappear to. Instantly, the sky filled with their wingbeats and shrill cries. We couldn't tell if the creatures were making contact with our arms, our necks, the hair on our heads, or if they were just disturbing the air around us. Oh, how I wanted to be the kind of person who'd sit there taking it in bravely, observing nature calmly. Instead, I was stricken with fear and disgust. I fled to my room. For hours, I felt surrounded by that awful traffic. Did I mention that my heart had recently been broken? That sudden manifestation seemed to be a portent of something I didn't want to face. Today's poem, Bat, by D.H. Lawrence, isn't a celebration so much as a terrified rant. Set in Florence, at twilight, the poem follows the speaker's dawning realization that the flock of swallows he's been watching aren't swallows after all. Lawrence's poem is so energetic, so thoughtfully observed, that I don't believe it can be made up purely of distaste. Perhaps it's just my own conscience trying to make amends, but I want to believe that behind the speaker's fear and repulsion, there might sit a feeling like awe. Bat, by D.H. Lawrence. At evening, sitting on this terrace, when the sun from the west, beyond Pisa, beyond the mountains of Carrara, departs, and the world is taken by surprise. When the tired flower of Florence is in gloom beneath the glowing brown hills surrounding. When, under the arches of the Ponte Vecchio, a green light enters against stream, flush from the west, against the current of obscure Arno. Look up, and you see things flying between the day and the night. Swallows, with spools of dark thread sewing the shadows together. A circle swoop and a quick parabola under the bridge arches where light pushes through. A sudden turning upon itself of a thing in the air. A dip to the water. And you think, the swallows are flying so late. Swallows? Dark air life, looping yet missing the pure loop. A twitch, a twitter, an elastic shudder in flight, and serrated wings against the sky, like a glove, a black glove thrown up at the light and falling back. Never swallows. Bats. The swallows are gone. At a wavering instant, the swallows give way to bats by the Ponte Vecchio. Changing guard. Bats. And an uneasy creeping in one's scalp as the bats swoop overhead, flying madly. Pipistrello, black piper on an infinitesimal pipe. Little lumps that fly in air and have voices indefinite, wildly vindictive. Wings like bits of umbrella. Bats, creatures that hang themselves up like an old rag to sleep, and disgustingly upside down. Hanging upside down like rows of disgusting old rags and grinning in their sleep, bats. In China, the bat is symbol for happiness, not for me. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.